next three might want to come together. Is that right?
713, request of Bill Goldman to address council regarding police efforts addressing camping in the Central East Side. 714, request of Randy Lauer to address council regarding police efforts in the Central East Side dealing with the homeless camper issue. And 715, request of Bob Wentworth to address council regarding Portland police efforts to control camping in the Central East Side Industrial District.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to switch the order a little bit.
Okay. Who's on first?
Elected to go first. Good morning, Mr. Mayor and members of the commission. My name is Randy Lauer, and I serve as the general manager for American Medical Response here in Portland. During my 35 years in emergency medical services, my colleagues and I have helped a lot of people in need. I'm not so naive to think that we can solve everyone's problems, but I have learned that when we work together, we can make a difference. For the past 10 years, I've served on the board of the Central East Side Industrial Council and have co-chaired the Southeast Community Policing Committee. CPAC's goal is to bring businesses, neighborhoods, police, and social service agencies together to improve the livability and the viability of our district. To effectively pursue our goals, we need to first recognize that many of the livability problems we face in the Central East Side are a direct result of mental illness, drug addiction, loss of income, and other problems that create barriers to living a healthy and productive life. People first need a safe place to sleep and then access to services that can help them overcome those barriers. At the beginning of the year, Commander Bob Day of the Central Precinct developed a plan to focus some of his resources on livability in the Central East Side. Commander Day's team of Sergeant Darby and Officers Lisa Fort and Chris Jovic have made a definite and positive difference in the Central East Side. They haven't done this by arresting people and throwing them in jail, but rather by initiating a dialogue, gaining trust, and getting people access to shelter and social services. Many people today are living safe, healthy, and productive lives as a result of those efforts, and we want to formally recognize and applaud them for their good work. We all know there are not enough public resources to address every need, but consider this. When someone gets the help they need, gets a job and a place to live, they stop drawing from public funds and start contributing to them. Converting an expense to an income is good for any business plan. Commander Day's program in the Central East Side, combined with your commitment to fund housing and mental health services, is good for both business and humanity. We urge you to sustain that funding and to continue supporting the positive efforts of Commander Day and his team. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Who's next? Bob?
Good morning. My name is Bob Wentworth. I'm a partner in Wentworth Chevrolet and Wentworth Subaru. I'm also on the Central East Side Industrial Council Board. Around the first of the year, the issue with camping structures in our area grew quite rapidly. In our Subaru building, which we leased space to two different businesses, the pharmacy and a healthcare organization, they have approximately 50 employees combined, mostly women. We currently employ around 125 people ourselves. All our employees and tenants that drive to work utilize on-street parking. I receive numerous concerns about their safety and the accumulation of these sidewalk structures. They also express public health concerns because there's no public bathroom facilities in our area. I called Commander Day more than once to express my concern for the safety of our customers, tenants, and employees. I took this photo, which I've passed out. I took this photo of a number of these sidewalk structures that had just moved two blocks north on 3rd, and this is what was left behind. There's still one occupied structure on the far side of the block. Across the street from this sidewalk is a full city block of permitted parking. The following week, the city, with the help of Join and the Portland Police, helped relocate these structures and completely cleaned the area. The feeling of safety was tremendously improved after this improvement. It is important that Portland maintain a safe environment for businesses to remain viable so they can keep providing employment and paying taxes to support the public services we so desperately need. Could we have those in attendance raise their hands that might support this message? I want to express my thanks to the council and to the Portland Police Department for their efforts in partnering with Join to help find services for these people in need of help. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm Bill Goldman. I'm the safety and health coordinator for Goodwill Industries, and I am the vice president of the CEIC board. Last year at this time, business owners in the Central East Side were faced with increasing incidents of unacceptable behavior. What do business owners and their customers find unacceptable? The use of public spaces as toilets directly in view of shops and businesses is not acceptable. Having customers look out store windows to see sexual activity is not acceptable. Storage of personal belongings on public sidewalks to the point where they are not passable by anyone is not acceptable. Faced with this reality and more, we entered into a conversation with City Council, the Portland Police, and a number of social service agencies and asked for help. Quite simply, we asked that all individuals and businesses in the Central East Side be held accountable to be good neighbors. The City Council and Portland Police worked with service providers to offer assistance to those in need, and the results have been excellent. They have helped to make our neighborhoods more livable and have provided service opportunities for many in our neighborhoods that are most in need. Our members have reported that conditions in the area have improved dramatically in the first half of this year. We are grateful to the city and the Portland Police Bureau for being responsive to an immediate need. My strong desire at this time is that council and the police bureau find a way for this effort to be sustainable over the long term. I would like to see even more funding for mental health professionals and organizations that have been critical to the success of this effort. Toward that end, the CEIC will continue to look for ways to support you in these programs so that they are ongoing. The CEIC communicates with all our member businesses and property owners through our website, email newsletters, and quarterly meetings. We have used all of these methods to educate our members in the area of public safety and asked all members to hold all of our neighbors accountable for their behaviors. We meet regularly with the Portland Police to discuss their efforts and any steps that we might take to help. I have met with members of City Council and your staff and greatly appreciate those conversations. As we further these conversations, I will continue to ask you for ideas on things that we can do differently or better in order to support this council and the Portland Police, service providers, and all of our neighbors. And last, I would like to thank you all for this opportunity. I also want to specifically thank Officer Chris Jovic, Officer Lisa Fort, and Commander Bob Day for all of their efforts and their humanity. Thank you.
Thank you. Council comments, questions.
Mr. Wentworth, many, many years ago, I bought a fully loaded Geo Prism. And about 2 weeks after we bought it, we were involved in a car accident, and so that was the end of that. But it was a great car.
A couple weeks.
But I noticed that you're in the process of renovating your flagship store in the Central East Side. And that's a big bet on that particular neighborhood. So I want to give you just a chance to give us an update on what your plans are and why do you still believe that's a great location for selling cars?
I don't know, there's a lot of people probably asking me the same question. We've invested a tremendous amount of money in that facility, both seismically and cosmetically. And we feel the downtown area is a vital area to provide service. We service vehicles for the entire downtown area and sell vehicles for the downtown area. So it's been a viable market for us, and we hope to remain so. We've been doing business down in the city of Portland since 1903. Started in Front Avenue and 50 years on 10th and West Burnside where Powell's is, and now we've been over here 36 years. So we've always felt strongly about doing business in the city of Portland.
Thank you. Thank you for making that investment.
Couple comments. One, I really appreciate the CEIC and you individually taking a real thoughtful and constructive approach to this partnership with the Police Bureau and with the various agencies that are serving the community. I guess I want to encourage you to continue in that conversation on a couple of fronts. One, there's another government that happens to be located in the Central East Side, which is Multnomah County, and a new chair there who's really committed to working in partnership with the city on these issues. So I hope you're spending time with them as well on two fronts. One is the implementation of healthcare reform means that folks that are living on the street or otherwise homeless have access to medical services that didn't necessarily have access before. And of course, you're deeply involved in that process one way or another, whether it's employers or as AMR. And secondly, the legislature is going to be meeting in next year, and we'll be taking up the question of the priority of mental health funding in the state budget. And that's a subject of great interest to the five of us, as well as the Multnomah County Board. So I think we have a chance to work collaboratively with the business community, with city government, with the county government, with the state, on carrying out your objective of a more robust and complete mental health system that reaches everybody, not just folks that have a fixed address. So there's a real opportunity there, I think, for multiple layers of government and anybody else that cares about the issue to actually work constructively as you are with Central Precinct. So let's all continue that discussion.
Perfect.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to take the opportunity to thank Mr. Lauer for his and AMR's engagement in trying to figure out how to make the emergency medical system more efficient and effective through a pilot project I know you're working on. And so after this, at some point in the future, I'd like to hear a briefing from both Mr. Wentworth and Commissioner Fish on, as a former owner of a GeoPrism, on exactly how fully loaded a prism can be.
Well, I can answer that. It actually had a sunroof.
Sure.
Wow. And it had a nice radio, and it was still one of the most affordable cars on the market.
Yeah,
it was a car made in this country.
Yeah, NUMMI. They also made Toyota Corollas in the same plant.
The Toyota Corolla.
It was
Corolla.
A clone so to it.
It was sort of a cheaper. It was sort of a
you
less
got
expensive.
Package
Toyota
A or Package B. Yeah. That was it.
But we digress. All right.
One other. While we're digressing, I'll exercise that privilege too. One subject that you might take up with a fellow business person is maybe the streetcar hasn't done that much for your business yet. But we found when we built the first phase of the streetcar that the Les Schwab tire dealership over in Northwest was pretty concerned. And what's this going to do for us? And they started giving out free tickets to their customers since they could drop off their cars, have their tires addressed, and pick it up on the way home. That's now the second highest grossing Les Schwab dealership, as I understand it. And I think they buy 1,000 passes a month. So once it's actually a streetcar loop instead of a streetcar dead end,
it has to go somewhere. Yeah,
you might find that folks that work at OHSU or anywhere else in the central city might do with your business and service calls what they, to their surprise, found happened over at Les Schwab in Northwest.
Well, we hope so, because we're all participating in that also.
You're paying for it, so hopefully you get some value out of it.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.